This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hee-hee, Magic Johnson.
All right, welcome back. Time for hee-hee, Magic Johnson talk.
By the way, it was Matt Miller, the NFL draft scout that I follow, really smart guy. He's the one that had it where he's saying scouts and agents are telling college QBs, do not leave unless you've started at least two, preferably more. Just quite frankly, the whole thing was the NFL does not develop quarterbacks anymore outside of rare exceptions.
Programming note, Matt Miller will be on Dirt and Sprague tomorrow morning.
Hey, look at that.
What? That is amazing.
7 a.m.
Look at that sports synergy right there.
Boom. Well, there's such a value now on quarterbacks on rookie contracts because, you know, once you pay them, it's harder than ever. So there just really is an incentive to get guys playing early, and you cannot develop quarterbacks while trying to win games in the NFL.
Somebody mentioned, I forgot about him, but Michael Penix?
Yes.
Can't wait to watch Michael Penix.
And he gets the benefit of sitting. Look, if
the Cousins, new Jordan Love.
Well, and Cousins is playing well. They're not getting rid of him if he keeps playing like this. Hey, so Penix probably gets to sit for 2 years.
Look, the reality is everybody laughed at the Falcons. Yeah. That might have been a great move.
Yeah. In 2 years when they're ready to move off of him, maybe they've got their guy just ready to slide on in.
Well, the Blazers lost again last night.
Another one.
But that's not what we need to talk about. I mean, all you need to know about the Blazers right now and the state of the Blazers is that Big Sook, noted news reporter here at The Fan.
News contributor, thank you.
Was out and about last night drinking heavily for some reason on a Monday night.
Well, it's the World Series, man. And then it kind of led. And,
he goes to a bar in Portland with TVs and asks for the Blazers game. And the bartender proceeds to ask, why? That's what you need to know about the state of the Blazers. Now, in more interesting Blazers news, I got a press release yesterday, as I'm sure you did, and it says that the Blazers are giving away commemorative glassware.
Yes!
Coming up, three players. You know, this is a big deal from back in the 80s.
I'm aware. This was an old Dairy Queen promotion. And so these aren't Dairy Queen, but they're doing the throwback to the Dairy Queen glasses.
Yeah. Yes. And so they did it again in 2014, I think, with like LaMarcus and some of those guys.
Yeah.
Because I remember I had a few on my desk for some reason. I don't know where they came from. Somebody just gave them to us. And now they are clearly out of marketing ideas, so they have circled back to this. Donovan Klingon on the 13th of November. Scoot, sometime in December, they said between the 10th and 17th, that's to be determined. Mm-hmm. And Shaedon Sharpe on January 16th.
Love it.
And the first 7,777 fans. I don't know why that number, but gets one.
I still have somewhere in my house.
You got the Terry Porter one?
I have a Jerome Kersey one. As I used to have, like, growing up, that was a big deal, man. You'd head to DQ, and let me tell you what, I did not like when you'd go to Dairy Queen, and they wouldn't let you pick. Like, you're like, dude, I already have three Terry Porters.
Yeah, they chose for you, right?
Yeah, it's like, no. I need that one. And they're like, no, sorry, just random. I didn't like that at all. It was Bush. I love those cups.
That's pretty exciting news, guys. That's what we have to look forward to.
What else? What else you got, you know?
Well, I guess you could... I don't know. That's kind of risky throwing some of those guys on there, but you don't really have anybody else. Like, see, I think I would have done a Jerami Grant one.
Oh God, no! Grant's going to be—he's so far gone.
Well, I know, but he's actually good.
Sure,
no, he is. But I think if you want this to be commemorative, you in theory want it to be someone who's going to be here beyond this year.
Okay, so you're taking a risk on the rookies or the young guys. I mean, like, what if they're not any good?
That's possible, but they will probably be not good here for a couple years.
It'd be like having a Myers-Leonard commemorative glass. That didn't age well.
Well,
but what if you got a Lillard one the year that he went to the Bucks? Like, you wouldn't love that. I mean, if you get one and a player immediately leaves, like, you're not. I mean, Lillard's a bad example because he's a franchise guy. But
there's only one way to go with this,
DeAndre Ayton,
and that's the Chris Murray commemorative cup.
Chris Murray. Yeah, they should do him just for like those guys. The
Taze Moore,
Matisse Thybulle,
Banton,
15th man Taze Moore. Let's get it.
Robert, I need someone to produce their own.
Six-game Robert Williams?
Yeah, Robert Williams, and it's just like him in a cast. He's on some crutches. Oh, the Blazers.
Are we going to have to watch out for Danny Ainge and the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes? Did you see them last night?
What, they get hammered?
Well, they're 0-3, so they have yet to win.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they still have Markkanen and those guys, so they shouldn't be terrible. But they haven't won. And Taylor Hendricks.
That damn Danny Ainge.
Did you see the Taylor Hendricks injury?
No, I did not.
Weirdest injury. But he was the number 9 overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
He was running down the court and basically just hip dropped himself. He slipped.
Mm. Oh, I saw this. Did you see that? Horrible.
Yeah, I saw he was out for the year. I didn't see the injury.
Oh, leg flopping around.
Yeah, it was one of those crooked leg things.
Oh, yeah, I see it right here.
So he slipped. He was by himself, slipped, and he kind of hip-dropped his own leg.
Are we saying, oh, my God, did Danny Ainge...
Fractured his femur.
Did Danny Ainge think, is there some sort of, like, spy versus spy thing?
Or maybe it was
thing?
Tibula, not his femur.
Yeah, the femur's your upper one.
Yeah, it'd be the...
Yeah, it'd be the two lower bones in your leg. Dude, that thing is gnarly. Yep. It's Aiden Hutchinson style. And you're right.
That's really bad...
He hip-dropped, tackled himself.
It's a really bad injury, he's now out. I mean, is Danny freaking eight? See, I'm telling you.
They're going to do it again.
The Blazers better watch out. They better not win meaningless games, okay? Because you got some guys playing chess here.
Yeah.
And I think Danny Ainge is one of them.
Well, and, you know.
Be careful.
Cooper Flagg, you know, he's a what?
He's a what?
Going exactly. To Utah to pair him with Markkanen?
You're already falling behind Flags. Utah for the number one pick for
like
the odds.
I don't like this at all.
So watch out for them.
Next
thing you know, they're going to trade Markkanen. You watch. They will. They tried to trade him in the offseason.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, they didn't. The Warriors wanted him, and Ainge didn't want to get rid of him. But.
0 for 3.
Yeah, Draymond was on his podcast blaming Ainge for the Warriors not being able to make a deal that would get Lauri Markkanen and Paul George to Golden State. He said that Ainge just wouldn't play ball.
Well, the Blazers, if they're smart, should be in good position to get Cooper Flagg.
One would think.
Because they suck.
Yeah, they're not.
But
good.
You can't be just winning games.
No, you don't like it.
You
like
just can't.
That back-to-back Pelicans game. Like, let's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, last night was great, right? Because, like, Scoot, coming off the bench, had a nice game. Like, you were down big, and then you pushed it and kind of made it competitive, and then you still lost.
Perfect.
That's what you need. What we need to do is get the Jeremy Grants out of here.
That's right.
Like, Jeremy Grant is still playing good ball.
Trade his ass.
Yeah, get his ass out of there. Dude, get, you know, I guess Klingon's only playing, like, 10 minutes a night because he gets gassed.
Youth movement.
Then get Ayton out of there and if Klingon gets gassed, so be it. Let him be tired.
So the Pistons
work on that conditioning. Let him be bad while he works on that conditioning.
Yeah, the Pistons are over.
Yeah, the Pistons are going to be trouble.
Yeah.
They clearly are committed to losing every game.
Especially after they got hosed in the lottery twice, getting like moving down.
I truly believe that the Detroit Pistons have been tanking for like 19 years. And they keep getting high picks, and it doesn't matter. They still suck. The other one I saw today is, did you see Doc Rivers' record now? Because the Bucks are 1-3. I got to pull it up. Doc Rivers now has a significantly worse record than when he took over, when they fired old what's-his-nuts. Who was the ex-player that they canned, the first-year coach?
Adrian Griffin?
Yeah, when they fired him. Doc Rivers now, I think Doc is like 18-23 since taking over as the Milwaukee coach.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
It's not going well there, is it?
No, it is not. So, you know, it's that whole... You know, Dame and Giannis together and, you know, titles and...
Can I play a souk drop?
Yeah. it's not going well right now for Doc Rivers.
Good.
You know.
Screw them. So the Pistons are 0-4. The Jazz are 0-3. And the Jazz are losing by a point differential of 17.
Hmm.
That is double the Pistons.
Yeah, man.
Watch out, man.
What, Danny Ainge
knows, is coming for Cooper Flagg.
He knows what he's doing.
So the Blazers better be careful. Mm. And I know it's early, but it's never too early.
Now,
yeah, Flagg!
Start stacking those losses together. Come on. Let's go. Last night was a good one. Let's get more of that.
All right. Is basketball broken? And
oh yeah, Doc, by the way, 18 and 22.
Should we bring? Oh well, that's not nearly as bad as you said. 8 and 23.
No, I said 18 and 23.
You said 8.
No, he said 18. I heard 18 and 23.
No, I heard,
that's what I heard.
And
I
so after yesterday's loss, they are 18 and 23 now in since Doc took over, which is a significantly worse record than the guy that they fired.
And should we bring back fighting to the NBA?
Ooh.
Now we're talking. Yeah, one coach thinks so. That's next on The Fan. Coming up next hour, we will discuss why the former Pac-12 teams, sans Oregon, are struggling so much. But we are in the middle of the NBA runaround where I teased, should the NBA bring back fighting?
There ain't gonna be no buddy-buddy stuff.
There is a coach who is advocating for that very thing.
I got a good idea who this is.
A current NBA coach. He says, what's more entertaining than a little scuffle?
Well, there's a difference between a little scuffle and, like, are we going hockey fighting?
Well,
like,
I mean,
you're allowed to.
Right. It's like,
I mean, define.
They don't really fight.
Yeah.
They never really fight. Mm. But Joe Mazzulla.
The Celtics are the boss.
Of the Boston Celtics, who's insane.
Yeah, he's clearly a psycho, but.
Yeah. He is totally a psycho.
Yeah, but they won a title and they clearly the best team in the NBA right now.
Like, if I said name the top five psychopaths in sports.
No, he's number one.
He's in the top five.
Dude, just the look at it, and he watches the town all the time. And
Mazzulla or Harbaugh?
No,
Jim.
Well, Harbaugh is just an ass. I mean, he's.
He's a little nuts, too.
Yeah,
he is a little nuts, but still, I don't know that he's Mazzulla nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who are our top five sports psychos?
Well, the Vancouver Four text line will help us out with this. Who could challenge Joe Mazzulla as the biggest sports psycho? I was thinking just coaches, but, I mean, I bet you could come up with plenty of athletes who have what he's
got
going
on. Well, if
you're
going coaches, I mean, or if you're non-coaches, I mean.
Like, yeah, so we're just talking coaches.
I mean, like, have you ever seen what Anthony Brown's doing? I mean
Anthony Brown.
Anthony Brown. Like,
who's
or not Anthony,
Anthony
Brown,
Edwards?
Excuse me, Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, well, he's not in sports anymore, though.
Well, he's not. Well, that's
but
I
yes,
that's,
he
that's
he
true.
Would be in the 5 years ago. He would have been on the list.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of. So you're going current guys,
coaches,
not analysts
though.
Or anything, because.
Well, yeah, analysts. Any yeah, top five.
Any sports psycho.
Any sports psycho.
Okay.
Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin stabbing dudes
he's
in the neck
psych.
With scissors. Like, at any
that's a
time,
good one.
He's just on the sidelines freaking the F out over, like, everything. The dude's insane. 100%.
That's good.
Yeah.
Girl, you something else.
Is Kim Mulkey a sports
yeah,
psycho?
Yeah, Kim Mulkey's a sports
yeah,
psycho.
She's an ass.
She is. She's.
She seems a little crazy.
Yes. That's
your how much is top five?
I don't know, man. She'd be in my top five. That's. Again, she's just frothing. Baylor was accused of 56 rapes, and she was like, if you don't send your kid to Baylor, I'll punch you in the face. He's like, really, Kim? Cool. That seems smart.
Well, anyway, Mazzulla, here's his quote. He said, the biggest thing we rob people of from an entertainment standpoint is you can't fight anymore. I wish we'd bring back fighting. What's more entertaining than a little scuffle? How come in baseball they're allowed to clear the benches? How come in hockey they're allowed to fight? I don't understand. I just don't get why some sports are allowed to clear the benches. They have bats and weapons in baseball. We don't. We have a ball. The other sport, hockey, has one of the hardest playing surfaces and a puck and a stick, and yet we're not allowed to throw down a little bit.
Well, but he's kind of a moron.
Does he really not know?
He's kind of dumb here because baseball doesn't allow fighting, jackass.
No, they don't allow any fighting, and they don't get to hit each other with those sticks.
No, you get run. The only sport that allows fighting is hockey.
And no one can jump in.
No. So,
it's just two guys.
Yeah. By the way, I've long said that I would love it if you add a hockey structure because I think it pleases itself. The NBA, but the NBA doesn't want this. The NBA is the softest ass league full of pretend.
But
tough
that
guys.
Would solve this real quick.
It would solve it real
who's
quick.
Who and like who can talk to who.
But
yeah.
Even in hockey, like the skilled players don't fight. You can't have a tough guy fight a skilled guy. If you do, you're going to get murdered by the other team. Like, so it's weird in hockey. It's like there's certain guys that are allowed to do it. So it's a weird culture. But yes, I do think it'd be fantastic if in the NBA you did have to back up your mouth by actually throwing down. And I also feel that the NBA would get a lot of guys that would try to fight until someone that actually knew how to fight came along.
A lot of guys would get slept, and that'd be the last time they fought.
Yeah,
I would put, you know what I would do is if they allowed fighting back in the NBA, somebody would hire me as the coach because, mm-hmm. of course, and I would have Bill Laimbeer and Charles Oakley on my team.
There you go.
and then three really good players.
Yeah.
And those two old men.
Well, it begs the question, even with the current NBA, if fighting were a thing, who's the enforcer that's in the league right now that you want?
There's a cat. He's a power forward. Like, he's a, like, his brother's a professional MMA fighter.
Oh.
And, like, he's got, like, four black belts. He's,
well, who's,
like,
the dude that took out the Pride of Troutdale? Isaiah Stewart? Was that
yeah,
him?
Yeah, Isaiah Stewart. There's an NBA player whose name is going to escape me, but, like, he is a literal, like he could by all accounts, he could
We've
go be
talked
a,
about this guy before.
He could
Who
go
is
be
that?
A professional yeah. fighter. Like, and no one wants anything to do with that guy. I just can't remember what his name is. But he's not a great player, but you're like, yeah, I'm gonna leave that guy alone. Like, Steven Adams is one that,
it's
that
James
to,
Johnson.
James Johnson. Yeah. I guess that dude has like four or five different black belts.
Yeah, he is a trained MMA fighter himself who also happens to be a basketball player.
Yeah, so it's like that guy. Like, eh. Again, everyone always wants to be a fighter until you get hit in the head, and then you're like, oh, that kind of sucks.
What about Josh Giddey?
Is he the last guy you'd take as your enforcer?
that was a joke.
Is there a bunch of 15-year-old girls running around out there? Oh, like, you never know. Like, Steve Blake, like, I guess he was kind of a badass.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have known it. Like, that's the dude you don't think about.
Yeah, there's video. Steve Blake, who did he knock out in his Maryland practice? It was like Juan Dixon or something like that.
Yeah, Dame does a bunch of that boxing stuff. I don't know if he actually fights anyone, but, you know, he supposedly knows how to throw hands. There's just nothing worse than when you see, like, an NBA fight and they throw punches like little girls. Whereas back in the day, you throw down, and you know why they don't have that? Kermit Washington almost killed Rudy Tomjanovich. Mm-hmm. Like, he
broke his jaw on the spot.
Yeah, he had a spinal fluid leak, shattering his face. It was like, yeah, that's kind of rough. But when you go back and watch, like, those, like, Kurt Rambis, like, Kevin McHale things, like, dude, they were, like, literally punching people and, like, clotheslining them, Dick Night Train Lane, and no one, there's like, it's fine. That's the NBA. Maurice Lucas days. That would be kind of fun.
What if the NBA just started signing MMA guys?
Every roster gets one.
Yeah, crossover fighter guys.
And then you have to decide how valuable that person is. Do you spend how much money do you spend on your right. MMA fighter?
And then do you train him up to shoot some threes?
Yeah. Do they add anything else? They have good court vision.
Francis Ngannou's like someone's backup power forward. John Jones coming off the bench. Like, when it'd be quite interesting. Get Dana White involved. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Well.
Good ideas, guys.
I think it is. I think they are. I think we are. I think that's right.
Joe Mazzulla.
He's insane.
Yeah, he is.
But I dig him because like his team is breaking basketball, by the way.
Yeah. Dude, they're kicking everyone's ass.
They're unbelievable. Yeah,
really. And you see what Peyton Pritchard's doing? That dude is lighting it up. He set the Celtics record last night for threes off the bench. He went 8-for-12, including a buzzer beater.
They're shooting like 60 a night.
Well, they can't. You can't really stop them.
They're really good.
Because
there's no weakness.
And when Peyton Pritchard, like when you put Peyton Pritchard on the Blazers, he's going to struggle because teams can just close out on him. With Boston, every one of those guys can shoot. Mm-hmm. So it's just who's open, shoot it, you're good.
Who's open, who's hot.
I mean, it's real. They're really good. So what percentage of all shots in the NBA are three-pointers, do you think? I have the number.
Ooh, good question.
This is a test.
That's a good question.
This is so far this season.
So far this season.
And it is up from last season, I will tell you that.
Boy, that is intriguing. So I'm going to say 35%.
I'll go higher. I'm going to say like 48%.
Right in the middle, it's 42%
okay.
of all shots in the NBA are threes. That is up from 39% last year. The Celtics are doubling down this year.
Yeah.
They're shooting, I mean, 60 a game.
Yeah. In the Milwaukee game, I think they had, I want to say it was like 48 or 49, and people were like, that's a reasonable amount. little down for Boston.
Do people like this though? Like, is this?
I don't. I think
does something need to be done about this? Because it's just the evolution of the game.
Yeah.
I totally get
it's
why.
Natural. What would you do though?
Well,
like I think it was Nick Wright who normally he looks like a vampire, but he had, I want to say it was a week ago, he had I saw it come across my timeline. It was about a 4 or 5 minute thing, and it was, he made some valid points in that. you know, he talked about, you know, in baseball, you know, the mound height, banning the shift, limiting the number of, you know, the relief pitchers. You know, you have to throw to more than, you know, obviously the one batter, and the NFL not being allowed to, you know, to mug receivers anymore. He did talk about that there have been other leagues that have had to make changes because the neutral zone trap in hockey. You've had to make changes because while it's effective, it makes for a horrible viewing experience.
You have to make sure the product maintains
And at
itself.
The end of the day, we can say all we want that this is sports and it's competitive, but it's really not. It's entertainment. Like, it just is. You can say, oh, it's a sport first. It's not. It's entertainment because if no one watches, it doesn't matter that you're the best.
It's really a tough watch.
And so right now, yes, when you look at the current state of the NBA, it is not a great product. And he said that sooner or later, the NBA is going to have to sit down and figure out that this is not a sustainable thing because it's only going to get worse and more teams are going to keep doing this. And as it happens, the casual viewer is not going to be roped into this.
It's just so, like, to me, it just so simplifies a beautiful sport.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, shooting a three-point jumper is a skill,
yeah.
But it's one skill in a myriad of elements that make basketball great.
Yeah.
And so if it's just kind of diluted down to where just everybody shoots threes, like...
Well, it's tough because...
Hold on. You're missing... You're not allowing the fans to see what everybody on the floor can do,
yeah.
Right? Like, we want... The athleticism of the NBA... is incredible.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
Best athletes in the world.
But you don't really, that's not really on display when they're chucking up threes every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You want to see alley-oops and running the floor and motion, people moving on offense. And it's just become so ISO and so stagnant that I think it's really hurt the entertainment value of the game.
Well, the numbers part of it, it makes sense for everyone to try and do it, but so few people can actually do it that it's like it's I guess it makes sense for the Celtics, but it definitely doesn't make sense for everyone, and it doesn't make sense for everyone who's trying to be the Celtics to try the same thing. It feels like there almost needs to be a penalty for doing it poorly to incentivize you from not doing it. Like, if you lost a point every time you missed a three-pointer instead of gaining one, you know, or I even heard him say, like, make the dunk worth 3 points again, but make it worth three so that there's as much appeal to doing that as shooting it deep.
Yeah, it's just this is.
Yeah, I need a more around the rim game. It's just way more interesting.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough watch for me.
Well, it's a tough watch for everyone.
Yeah, I mean,
not everyone.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
most people.
They're gonna have the diehards. They're gonna love it. But I even hear from people that love the NBA. I mean, love it. It's their favorite sport. That say it's not good, man. It's a tough watch.
But the Celtic, you know, the elite teams are always fun to watch no matter how they play.
Yeah.
Like, I could watch Boston play all night. Even though they chuck 63s, they're freaking awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's five teams?
Yeah.
Four teams?
Yeah.
What about after that? Yeah. I don't want to watch a mediocre team shoot 63s.
Yeah, and that's what you get. You get a lot of bad teams. And as someone says on the Vancouver Ford text line, the NBA has turned into a glorified 24-hour fitness pickup game. It's true, man. You just go down and you launch. And, you know, you can't even be a true big anymore. You know, if you're going to be a 7-footer, great. You still got to step back and shoot the three. You know, it just is. I mean, Zach Edey was shooting threes. Dude, that's like the
How's he doing? That's
the biggest plodding human being to come into the NBA in forever. And what did they have him do in the NBA, like the draft process? They're like, well, look at Edey adding a 3-point shot to his game.
He is an idiot.
How's he doing?
He had a good preseason. I think he was doing well
early, but also fouling out a lot. They paired him with Ja Morant in Memphis.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in Memphis.
Yeah, he's in Memphis. Like, he was having a nice preseason from what I was reading about him. But to be honest with you, I can't say that I've paid a lot of attention to Memphis regular season basketball.
By the way, Isaac, you brought this show up recently. Someone in the YouTube chat saying that there was a Portlandia episode where Fred and Carrie coached the Blazers and just told them to try and dunk every time.
Really? Yeah. Fantastic.
Looks like Zach Edey is starting, and he's giving you about 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. So,
great.
There you go. The greatness that is Zach Edey.
It is true. Like Dirk or whoever you want to go back to.
He has the second best favorite odds to win Rookie of the Year behind Zachary Risache.
Really?
Yeah.
Like LaMarcus was like this. Those guys, the 7-footers shooting the threes.
Yeah.
Whenever that started, I mean, I guess Dirk did it so well that
Dirk
kind of ushered that in.
People around here will say Sabonis.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's
just, true.
I know he didn't do it to that degree, but I've heard many a Blazer fan say that he should get some credit for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just, I don't know who you credit.
It was the Europeans.
For me, it was Dirk because he was just so high profile and it was such a beautiful shot. And he really mastered him. Like, he was really, like, he was the one guy who was over, you know, who was not a guard. Mm-hmm. Who would shoot and you'd be, and it would be a fadeaway 3-pointer or something, and you would love the shot.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you're like, what the hell? Like, LaMarcus Aldridge used to drive me so crazy. At his height, he would shoot that mid, that 15 footer. Mm-hmm. And it just was so dumb.
Yeah.
And it's actually been proven to be dumb.
Yeah, don't
the
shoot
analytics
it.
Show that that's a dumb
you,
shot.
You either shoot at the rim or you shoot at the.
And
at
he
the
would settle rim. For that. And it just drove me nuts.
But at the same time, there is some beauty into that mid-range game, which doesn't exist anymore, you know, because the analytics have driven it out. But we say the same thing about baseball, right? Like, you know, the analytics tell you it's hard to move guys over and to hit for average. And so no one does it anymore, right? You got a lot of strikeouts, low averages, but you hit bombs. And this is the same argument people had against baseball, is that the analytics have ruined the sport. And you know, baseball at least tried to do something about it.
I know. I think the NBA needs to adjust.
I would agree.
It's a tough watch. There is your NBA runaround for Tuesday.
Said, give me a backdoor cut, bitch.
That's right. Where's Princeton when you need him?
It's emotion.
Now that's basketball.
Those Warrior teams shot a lot of threes, but I thought that was a really fun team to watch.
And you know what else they had on that first championship run was Sean Livingston shoot, like killing him off the other teams off the bench with the mid-range game. He loved the mid-range.
In the news is next, the cop car rammer has been captured. Here's Buck. All right, nice to have you along. We're running a little behind today. We're very sportsy, sports and hard.
Sports.
We love sports.
Well, we had to figure out how to adjudicate fighting in basketball.
Sports is sports.
That's right. It is October 29, 2024. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello and thank you. Please be seated.
I got you.
It is National Oatmeal Day.
No.
Do you like oatmeal?
I do. Well, I eat a lot of oatmeal. I'm not going to say that I necessarily like it, but it's an easy, nice little health food. Keeps you full.
It is also National Hermit Day.
Oh, there you go.
Day of the Hermit.
There you go. You old curmudgeons sitting out there, I don't know, in the woods. I always think of a hermit in the woods, the scraggly woods.
You thinking of a hobbit?
I don't know. I just think of like, you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily
hermit,
the woods,
hobbit.
But, you know, hermit away from everybody.
Most hobbits probably are hermits.
I would think so.
So did you see that there was somebody put up a Trump statue over the weekend? It was a parody statue of Donald J.
Yeah,
Trump.
Oh, yeah. That was the nude one, right?
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't nude. He was in a suit.
I thought the statue
But it was right next to the nude woman sculpture.
Oh, that's what it was.
And it was a shot at Trump's sexual.
Yeah. He's got some issues.
He was
convicted of.
It's basically, well, it said lifetime of sexual assault.
Yeah.
So it was ironically honoring Trump.
Sure.
Now, what ended up happening was somebody came by and took the Trump statue.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
The very next day.
Pro-Trump, they just got rid of it because they...
Okay, what do you think?
I would assume it was a pro-Trumper that took it because they wanted to get it out of there.
That is correct, and he is running for city council.
Oh, hey, congratulations. Like, these things are so stupid. First off, whoever put this up, it influences no one. And then the idiot that's like, well, I can't allow this to stand, so then you go and take it down. Like, what are you doing? Like, this makes no difference other than you're going to get yourself all tangled.
Portland City Council District 4 candidate and self-described fearless Trump supporter Brandon Farley.
Just he is right. Without fear. That is great.
Made a public statement of his own Sunday by partially destroying a Donald Trump parody statue placed downtown over the weekend.
But he couldn't fully destroy it?
Well, I think
Snowflake.
I think he only took he only took the plaque. Yeah, there was a plaque. So everything was placed next to the celebrated female nude sculpture used in former Mayor Bud Clark's Expose Yourself to Art poster.
Okay.
So this guy shows up, films himself removing the plaque with a chisel because people need to show respect for our next president, he said. The plaque was...
Actually, they don't.
Here's what... he said, the plaque was meant to mock him through a gross mischaracterization by saying, in honor of a lifetime of sexual assault, if that were true, he would have several criminal convictions on his record, and he would most certainly be a registered sex offender. I would not support such a man.
Well, he does have a conviction.
Doesn't he have all of those things?
Well, I mean, come on. Like, to be a...
I love that he took it upon himself. He's like, yeah, go film it.
I love cows. Yeah.
Good work, buddy. Smart move, because that's worth it. So is this a...
Well, that would be like saying... Like, I was trying to think of an example. I think the best example, it would be like saying, I would never support Deshaun Watson for president because he's a sexual abuser.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a sexual abuser because there is no criminal record of it.
No, but Trump's actually been convicted. Just saying.
Well, but even if he hasn't, like, the idea that I love Deshaun Watson and I'm going to support him.
Yeah.
Because there's no criminal record of his sexual offenses, even though we all know he is a sexual offender.
Sure.
That's rich. Like to say that someone who is so awful to other people, namely women, like Deshaun Watson, to say that I will support him because he hasn't been convicted, even though we all know he did it.
Sure.
But if he had convictions, I would never support such a man. I mean, that's the dumbest. Honestly, it's the dumbest thing I've heard all week, and I've heard some dumb crap here.
So did he get in trouble for doing this, or?
I don't know. Who cares?
So we just know that he's a candidate for city council. He's not going to win, but he was out there chiseling statues and plaques. All right. Well, way to go, Brandon. Hopefully that makes you feel.
Hey, let's go, Brandon.
There you go.
Look at that.
Makes you feel better about yourself. I just like to point
to
anyone.
But what if that were a statue of his political opponent? Would he then be okay with that being up? Probably would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would assume so. And,
so we got a city council guy who's okay with freedom of expression, but only when it's his candidate. Is that right? Is that how we're to understand this?
I'm just saying, this is my... Burning ballots, defacing property, none of that stuff is worth it. You're just screwing over your own life for someone that either side that doesn't care about you, and it makes no difference. So just stop. Stop ruining your life for really, really unimportant things that aren't going to make a difference.
Well, to them, it's very important.
I know, and that blows my mind.
But their involvement still is going to be inconsequential to the world at large.
This is not going to make a difference in the
election. So don't screw yourself over in the process.
Got to do their part.
Stop screwing yourself
over. Well, I'm guessing it probably hurts you in your city council race.
It's probably not. You know,
Brandon.
You're not going to win that one anyways. But
you dope. God. A man accused of ramming several police cars with a stolen car last week was arrested Monday after a standoff.
Yeah. Can't do that either.
This in Tigard.
It seems like a no-brainer.
A man reported his car had been stolen in a burglary in Portland, and he'd tracked it to the Tigard Walmart. Officers arrived to the store parking lot, then saw a man and woman come out and get into the stolen car. They then boxed in the stolen car to prevent it from leaving, but the driver rammed the patrol cars and several parked cars. The suspect then put the car in reverse, went over a curb, fire hydrant, and nearly hit two officers and took off.
Yeah, you realize that if you ram a cop with your car, they can shoot you because, like, that's a deadly weapon. So, again, you should probably not do that.
Well, they got away.
Yeah, they got away.
They got down I-5. Officers did pursue them but then stopped due to safety concerns.
Yeah.
Four patrol cars and two parked cars were damaged. No one was hurt. The suspect was identified as 47-year-old Richard Wilson, and on Monday, they found him near an apartment complex on Southwest Hunziker Road.
Yeah, so...
As he ran through a wooded area.
So now he's taken into custody, and again, will go spend a lot of time in jail.
A Hillsborough police canine tracked him to a collapsed pop-up trailer in the backyard of a home on Cherry Drive. It's almost like a Sarnia of Boston bomber type situation.
Yeah,
here.
A little bit, right? Just found him hiding out in there. Yeah, they found the Boston Bomber right the boat.
Was not expecting a Sarnia reference today. Yeah. Very nice.
I had a dream about him the other night.
Did you really?
Why? I did. He killed me in my dream.
In your dream?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Were you a runner?
Was I a runner? No.
You just encountered him randomly?
He came to my house and shot me.
He came for Rob?
Interesting.
Didn't like the Asahi brand,
all
huh?
All the random people that you could have assassinate you?
I know. It was
although,
weird.
Is it really assassinating you? All the people you could have to kill you? That guy?
For over an hour, officers, along with the Washington County Tactical Negotiations Team and Crisis Negotiations Unit, tried to talk with him and get him to come out. Ultimately, he came out and he was arrested.
So, enjoy your prison sentence. What was he wanted for originally, stealing the car?
Yeah, it was a stolen car.
Yeah, a stolen car.
And they took it to Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get some things.
I don't know what the penalty for stealing a car is, but I'm guessing it's a lot less than, you know, trying to run over some cops. So, just saying. I don't think you really go to prison for stealing a car.
People should just consult you before they make dumb moves, it sounds like.
You know, just, I want to think about before you ramp up.
Well, I think therein lies the problem, Jace. I think that's the big problem here is that we don't have a lot of thinkers.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if you steal a car and then you get caught stealing a car, I'm sure there's a fine and, I don't know, like, maybe you go to jail for, like, 10 days, you know, whatever. Maybe you do a month or two, but when they're like, hey, we've come to arrest you for stealing that car, and then you run over the cops, I guess you're doing more than the 3 or 4 weeks.
Have you ever seen a bald eagle swim?
No.
Because I have.
That's kind of cool.
That's next. On the Fan. We should put Nick Saban's
"I"
in that song.
Got to throw it in there.
That's my random thought.
I like where we go with that.
You like where
it
we
would
go
make
with
for
that?
A good mashup or a little DJ set.
Yeah,
because he says "I," and all I can hear is Nick Saban going "I." Honey, go ahead and turn that lamp off.
What?
That is. Rop doing Nick Saban. What is he going to do in retirement? Just tell his wife what to do?
Honey, go ahead and turn that lamp off.
Hey, Nick's staying busy, man. I think he does a nice job on the game day show.
That show's facelift has been pretty good.
Yes. They've done a nice job.
Bring back Lee Corso.
He is?
No.
He's already there.
More Lee.
Do you see him at Indiana?
No.
Yeah, they rolled out the red car before him. You know, he coached in Indiana.
I don't care. I was just kidding.
It was very touching. They did a big Lee Corso tribute because he coached there.
Rob with no heart.
I won't watch it again until he's off of there.
Google me, bitch.
About that? Is that a hot take?
It's your hot take. Yeah, I like where you're going with that.
Thanks.
I don't think they miss you, but.
Well, they only get like 2 million viewers. It's not that great.
Is that how much they get now?
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when
they keep touting that. And
I remember when that thing was a juggernaut. Well, TV, man, it's hard to get people to tune in on to anything.
Anything outside of live events now is really difficult.
Yeah.
This is in the news. Oct 29. You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass. We're almost to Halloween.
Almost.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, it kind of snuck up on me. Again, I don't know why. I just, now that my kids are older and like people don't come trick-or-treating in my house, Halloween just kind of comes and goes. I have no concept. Like, I thought, like, Sprague was dressed up today, so I was like, guys, today Halloween?
Why?
Oh, I think he's a Halloween guy. I think he dresses up.
It's not even Halloween, though.
When I heard this morning when I was walking the dog and they were talking about him being dressed up, I was like, oh, my God, it's Halloween? And then I was like, oh, wait, no. Tomorrow's not even Halloween. So I don't know why he's dressed up now. I think he's doing, like, different costumes. I think he's doing bits every day.
My son is so excited about Halloween that he went to school today as a caped construction worker 2 days before the celebration.
A caped construction worker?
He has a cape because he was going to be a little witch, but he also has a construction worker outfit, and he thought that for Halloween he needed to put it all together, even though it's still 2 days away. So he was a caped construction worker showing up to school today with no one else dressed up.
They let him do that?
Oh, yeah.
You're damn right they do.
I let him do that, damn it.
Could you have your kids show up in a cape every day?
I don't know.
Because, like, when my kids were in school, they were very strict about no costumes except on Halloween, and they wouldn't even let you wear them the full day.
Yeah, to be fair, once he got inside and he, like, went to put his little stuff away, he threw it all in his cubby, so.
Yeah, because you had to, like, you would stop and you could change for the Halloween party, but you couldn't wear it all day because it was a distraction. So thus leads the question, if I wore a cape, if I sent my kid to school every day in a cape, and we're like, it's not a costume, it's his cape. Could you? Would you be able to stop my kid from wearing a cape?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
He's expressing himself.
But is a cape considered a costume, or is a cape just a? I don't know. Is cape considered?
If it's functional, it's probably good to take it away.
It's called style.
So is there a, like, if he just wore a black cape, and then if he had a Superman cape? I'm asking questions.
You have a caped construction worker photo coming your way now, just so you have the idea.
I kind of want to see a kid just show up every day now in a Superman cape.
Yeah, you're just like, Batman 365 days a year?
At least the Batman cape, though, that's just a black cape.
Yeah.
So you can make the, like, oh, do they even sell capes anymore for everyday use? What about a cloak?
They do. You're going to think this is so stupid. One of my best friends was in global distribution of capes and cloaks.
What?
Yeah. There's a whole, like, Renaissance fair community and fantasy LARPing, and, like, people all over the world want to buy capes and cloaks.
Really?
And my buddy was, like, a VP for a company of that for a while.
Now, is your... I'm seeing your son here.
Yeah.
Does he have his PJs on there?
No, those are just patterned sweatpants.
Okay.
They have, like, no, they're not PJs. They kind of look like it,
He's
though.
Got a lot going on there.
He sure does.
Nah, the kids.
I'm looking up where to buy a cloak right now. Looks like a nice cloak will run you about $70 for a nice hooded.
What's the difference between a cloak and a cape?
Well, a cloak has a hood.
Oh.
Oh, maybe that is the difference.
And then the cloak is more, the cloak wraps around you where you could like a snuggie, whereas the cape is more just behind you.
So vampires wear cloaks?
I think vampires can go either way, but yes, the vampire is going to be more cloaky, whereas the cape is going to be more superhero style. Like, Batman wears a cape. Superman has a cape. The Harry Potter of the world would have a cloak. If you were the Jedi Knight, that would be a cloak as well, you know.
Harry Potter was very big when my buddy was doing the whole cloak biz.
I kind of now want to start wearing a cloak.
I can get you one.
Show, yeah. Can you give
anybody
me
calls you on it? Just tell them you identify.
I can get you a cloak.
Give me discount cloak prices.
I can get you a free cloak.
Well, I'll get to my Bald Eagle news tomorrow. We've run out of time talking capes and cloaks.
Does he work for Raven Fox Cloaks and Capes?
I will ask him who he worked for. Now he works at Home Mortgage.
I'm
not
in
cloaks.
A deep dive now into Raven Fox Cloaks and Capes. And when you sign on, you have to take a quiz to find out what type of cloak wearer are you.
Oh.
Which I'm now going to have to.
I love that.
During the break, I'm going to have to. Going to have to take the quiz.
Sounds like we're pushing the hot 5 and 5.
There's in the news for October 29, 2024. It is brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The hot 5 at 5 is coming up next. A couple of NFL trades today. And a college quarterback suddenly, or maybe not so suddenly, retires. Another one. That's next on The Fan.